The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Holy Family, now more than ever, society or modern society is trying to destroy the idea of family. When we say family, as we have heard, mother, father, children, husband, wife, children. Nowadays, people are trying to change what family is. You've heard one family. The father decided to be a woman. Do you think the children will be affected? Outwardly, they say it's fine. But naturally, I will not be surprised if the children are scandalized when their father becomes a woman. Do you know what I'm talking? Who I'm talking about? It's a sports figure. And then here comes a woman. She wanted to be a man. She took all the hormones to look like a man. Got married to a woman. And then, for whatever reason, wanted to get pregnant. Again, how can she get pregnant? Well, she married a woman. What did they have to do? What you call this? Tube thingy, artificial something. I mean, obviously two women cannot do anything. So she became pregnant. See? And not only that. Now you see, human beings cannot even accept their own humanity. Some would what? Change their features, sharpen their teeth, make their ears long so that they will look like tigers or leopards or whatever. How can there be a holy family if you cannot even accept the basic natural thing? What is a natural thing? You are born a man, be a man. You are born a woman, be a woman. This is not a matter of choice. See, that's the problem. I think being in America and being free, people think that they can go against nature. And the hypocrisy is, you will see them protecting Mother Earth. How can you protect Mother Earth, respect Mother Nature, if what is natural in you, what you are, as nature gave you, or in what we call God gave you, you won't even accept? No, that's the problem. Why am I saying this? Because if people are confused of who they are, then family, the unit of family, will be affected. And when the family is affected, society is affected. The basic unit of society is the family. And it is not enough that we preserve the natural meaning of family, we are supposed to achieve holiness in our families. It's difficult enough now to accept what is naturally a family, how much more when you are trying to fulfill the supernatural aspect of the family, and that is all together as one, glorifying God. And then other than that, temptations. Fathers being tempted to become too workaholic, not enough time for his children, and tempted to be unfaithful to his wife. Mothers the same. As wife, overwhelmed with being a mother, and then of course, for the past, 50 years, women have been working. My mom and my dad, they both work, and I thank them for that. But let's face it, it takes a toll on the children if both parents are working. Any child, a growing child, needs what? The mother and the father. If both of them are gone or don't have time for them, so I appreciate what my mom and dad did. They gave me shelter, they gave me food, they gave me clothing. But I grew up being taken care of my grandmother. That's why many nights when I go to sleep, I remember looking for my grandmother and not my parents. Because when I go to sleep, they arrive from work. When I wake up in the morning, they already went for work. So it's difficult in the modern society to preserve this holy family, this family that we have, because why? Maybe because we have not been simplified, humble. We have what? Trying to achieve more and more what society expects from us, bigger house, more clothing, more shoes, more of everything, to the point that you have to work more and spend less time as a family. And that is our concern. Do you know that coming from a third world country, I've seen poor people, poor families who are closer to each other than people with much. Because those poor people with less have more time to be together. While those people with more, they have less because they realize they want more. More not to be together, more about worldly things. We have to imitate the simplicity and the humility of the Holy Family. Christ, who is God, could have been born in a palace. He, as God, could have given Joseph, his father, the role of whatever rich profession they had at that time. And the mother, he could have given her all the things she wanted or needed. But they remained simple from the very beginning. Joseph was only a carpenter. Mary was a simple woman who took care of her son. And they didn't ask much. And for us to celebrate Holy Family, let us ask ourselves, what values, because 8 o'clock mass is more or less the old group. I wonder, what did you teach your children? I hope and pray God will not punish you for not teaching your children to value God more than anything. If you failed to teach your children how to to appreciate and practice the Catholic faith, the basic ones, then you have to be answerable. If you just told them to find a good job, make money, but if you at least tried to teach them your faith and how you are proud to be Catholic and Christian and share to them sincerely, then you have done your part. Oh, Father, how about now? They have grown out of religion. That's not your problem. You have, at least you have done, you've given them what you're supposed to do. Teach them the values of our Christian faith. And if they are all grown up, then use your influence as grandparents and talk to the grandchildren. You know, be a nice grandfather or grandmother. Ask or tell your children, they can spend time with me, you know, and then teach them the Catholic faith. That's what my brother is doing. He has a son who decided to be a born-again Christian. And boy, do they, the born-again Christians hate the Catholics. But he keeps on nagging to us in our own house that he's a born-again Christian and that we are not. You know what I told my nephew, my brother's son? You are eating Catholic food in a Catholic house. Shut up. If you don't want to eat food that comes from Catholics, get out of here. You know? So, and then when he goes out for work and now he has two children, we sneak in. My brother, one time, my nephew went out to work a couple of days. My brother brought the child to the Catholic Church and had him baptized the right way. That's it. Technically, you're not supposed to do that. You know, I just kept my mouth shut. And then my brother would teach my grandnephews how to make the sign of the cross. So that when we pray, and again, what can we do? Family is family, even though he's a born-again Christian and he hates us, he's family. See, that's the thing. Remember that, huh? Religion should not be an issue with regards to family. Huh? What is the saying? Blood is thicker than water. So don't you ever hate your family members just because they are no longer practicing their faith. It's sad, but don't hate them. That's their problem. If they decide to become Muslims or born-again Christian, that's their problem. I even have a niece who's lesbian. I said, no problem, I love you anyway. But you remember what you and I know. It's not about being a lesbian that is sinful. What is sinful is the act. No. We have to tell her this, you know, distinctively, that as family, you will never reject them for being who they are. You will always love them just as Christ loves us. Even though we make a lot of mistakes, even though we sin a lot, God will never stop loving us. Same thing with any family members who fall into addiction, alcoholism, drugs, or even become murderers and thieves. You don't stop loving them. You may stop trusting them so that they will not manipulate you, but don't never stop loving them. You know? Because if you do, you are going against what I've been teaching you, which is what? Hate the sin. What? Love the sinner. Always, always love the sinner. Never hate the sinner. Because if you hate any sinner, then you should hate yourself. Why? Because all of us here are without sin. All of us here are sinners. All of us here depend on the mercy of God. So the Holy Family is the example of what we should be, but in reality, none of the families here, and even my own family, are really holy. We're trying to be, but we are not. Sometimes we want to smack each other. Sometimes you want to, you know. But as long as you love each other and not hate each other for being different, you'll be fine. But when I hear people, families hating each other just because one is different from the other, no, don't do that. God doesn't want us to hate anybody, especially our own family. No? But you think, oh no, my religion tells me as Catholic I should hate you for being like this. No. No way. No priest. No, none of our doctrines will ever tell you to hate anybody just because they're different. You know? So again, ask yourself, am I helping make my family holy by how much I love them, how much I pray for them, or am I pushing them away just because I hate them or just because they're different? What have I done to make my family holy and righteous in His sight? Because ultimately, it is not about pleasing each other. It is about what? Pleasing God. May you and I glorify, love, obey, imitate the Holy Family, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.